We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, it's down to the time of the season. You win in advance as you'll take on Topeka Seaman on Friday night. But going back to last Friday's game against Manhattan, the final score doesn't tell you the whole story. But as you look back at the game, what were some of the positives you saw from your team?
You know, like we've talked almost all year long, our guys, you know, they didn't quit. And that's one thing that I've said from day one, it's going to help them tremendously throughout every aspect of life. And there were times outside of that, that we were able to move the ball. You know, we were doing some fairly simple things that, you know, I thought, you know, hey, we got to take advantage of these different areas they're giving us. And we did that. We were able to move the ball. We got to limit mistakes. Again, you know, a lot of our issues were self-inflicted, not to take away from them. You know, it's a very good team. But if we limit our own mistakes and move the ball, I think, you know, it's going to help us moving forward.
I know you're not going to use it as an excuse, because once you get to a certain point in the season, freshmen become sophomores, sophomores become juniors, and juniors become seniors because of the playing time. But when you look at your roster on Friday night, you recognized only five seniors. So this is a fairly young football team as far as playing experiences was concerned. I know when you get to this time of the season, you like to see some of those mental mistakes that you see, the turnovers, the false starts, and the pre-snap penalties to be eliminated. But when you look at how young this team is, some of the growing pains they've gone through is not too surprising.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, and the nice thing about it, you know, if we're finding positives here, we're going to be a lot better for it moving forward, you know, especially in the next couple of years. We've got a lot of young guys with a lot of experience. So when they get into their second and third years of experience, they can be pretty dangerous football players.
Oh, you get Topeka Seaman coming up on Friday night in the ninth week of the season. But it is, as mentioned, you win, you keep playing. And you played Topeka Seaman earlier this season, and defensively may have been your best all-around game this season defensively. But as you look at playing Seaman for a second time, where do you feel like your team maybe needs to be a little better?
You know, we've got to be able to move the ball on the outside, and especially protecting up front. You know, I think we had probably one of our worst games protection-wise. We gave up a lot of hits on our own quarterback, and that's something I think we've gotten better since. We've had some guys really kind of take ownership and pride in that area to make sure that doesn't happen again. But, you know, I think we've got some good things going to get the ball to our playmakers on the outside and let them showcase their abilities. If we play another game like that but are able to move the ball, you know, and limit our own mistakes, I think we're right there with them. Because, you know, if you look at that game, a couple situations where, you know, if we don't fumble the ball and let them run, you know, score, and we score at the end of the game, we're potentially talking about a one-possession game at most. So, I think we got a very good chance going forward. Our guys have to, you know, be confident in their own abilities and understand this is a very, very winnable game for them.
And as mentioned, only five seniors on this year's team. And how special are those seniors?
You know, for me personally, you know, they're always going to have a place near and dear to me, especially being my first season, you know. And, you know, these guys have stuck it out through thick and thin. And, you know, like I said earlier, I think that's going to, you know, be tremendous for them going forward, especially in life. But, you know, I think they understand what, you know, could be the possible outcome here. And I think they want to try to push that back a little bit. So I see them, you know, playing their hearts out to make sure they can do everything they can to, you know, to get a little bit more time.
Coach Tuttle, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us not only today but throughout the season on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a great week of practice. Good luck on Friday night. And if you keep playing, good luck the rest of the season.
Sounds good. Thanks for everything this season, Greg.
That's Emporia High head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Nextech Wireless and by Rebel Monuments on KVOE Live and Local.